Chapter 7. Asking the Right Questions.
Dialogue 1.
Brenda was being very hopeful in the above dialogue. In the next one, she is a lot more practical and asking the right questions. Much of the dialogue remains the same, but by pinning the attorney down with precise language, she gets a very different result. By asking the right questions, they find out what their chances really are.
That's what happened. Do you think we have a case?
Okay, let me see if I've got this straight. You want to install a large air conditioning unit in your home and put the main motor on the roof and run conduit across the outside of the building. Is that it?
Yes, and the board of directors says it's not allowed. We think they're just picking on us. I mean, it's 25 floors up. Hardly anyone will see it, and it makes too much noise for us to put it in our living room. I ask you, does that seem fair?
It sounds like a reasonable request to me.
Well, we know it seems reasonable to us at least, but what about in court? What is a judge likely to do?
Anything can happen in court. It's possible we could win. It could go either way.
We already know that in this country, anybody can sue anyone for anything. I want to know if this is a winnable case, or is it a loser? What's the case law on this?
Well, to be honest, the case law is not in our favor. Lots of owners have sought relief in the courts for similar requests. Not many of them have won.
How many have won?
I'm not really sure of the exact number. I'd have to do some research.
Okay, but offhand, how many do you know of?
Actually, I don't know of any, but that doesn't mean we couldn't win.
Fine, I understand that. I want to know what our chances really are.
To know that, I'd have to do some research.
Have you ever been a party to a similar lawsuit representing either side? I assume you have. You're supposed to be experienced in this field of law.
Yes, I am. And I've been involved in several cases like this one. But I was usually on the other side.
And in how many of those cases did the unit owner win?
Well, actually, none. But that doesn't mean we couldn't be the first.
Let's listen again.
That's what happened. Do you think we have a case?
Okay, let me see if I've got this straight. You want to install a large air conditioning unit in your home and put the main motor on the roof and run conduit across the outside of the building. Is that it?
Yes, and the board of directors says it's not allowed. We think they're just picking on us. I mean, it's 25 floors up. Hardly anyone will see it, and it makes too much noise for us to put it in our living room. I ask you, does that seem fair?
It sounds like a reasonable request to me.
Well, we know it seems reasonable to us at least, but what about in court? What is a judge likely to do?
Anything can happen in court. It's possible we could win. It could go either way.
We already know that in this country, anybody can sue anyone for anything. I want to know if this is a winnable case, or is it a loser? What's the case law on this?
Well, to be honest, the case law is not in our favor. Lots of owners have sought relief in the courts for similar requests. Not many of them have won.
How many have won?
I'm not really sure of the exact number. I'd have to do some research.
Okay, but offhand, how many do you know of?
Actually, I don't know of any, but that doesn't mean we couldn't win.
Fine, I understand that. I want to know what our chances really are.
To know that, I'd have to do some research.
Have you ever been a party to a similar lawsuit representing either side? I assume you have. You're supposed to be experienced in this field of law.
Yes, I am. And I've been involved in several cases like this one. But I was usually on the other side.
And in how many of those cases did the unit owner win?
Well, actually, none. But that doesn't mean we couldn't be the first.